John 8, 3 through 11. John chapter 8, verses 3 through 11. Then the scribes and Pharisees brought him a woman caught in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what do you say?" This they said, testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger as though he did not hear. So when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, "He who is without sin amongst you, let him throw a stone at her first." And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest even to the last, and Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, "Woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more."
Right? young child to be concerned about where God is at, and then to have a list in her mind that these are the people that's there. And she even said after that that we'll see him, talking about Jay. I said, we sure will. We'll get to see him again one day. And that's what we hold on to as Christians. That's what's important to us. But think about all the millions and millions and millions of people that's missing what we're talking about. Have you ever thought about that? Have you thought about the people that's not a Christian? The people that's never been saved, never been baptized for their mission, their sin, they're living life without any hope. And the very thing that holds us, especially us sitting in here, we've all suffered loss, and we all have those who have gone on. And the thing that we hold on to the most is that hope and that desire that we'll be with God, first of all. And foremost, most importantly, God the Father and God the Son, that we'll be there one day and we'll get to look upon them. And that relationship and that worship that we're going to do while we're in heaven, praising God for being there and how great it's going to be. But then to be reunited with what we know. And that is, that's each other. The other side of that is those outside of Christ, they're not. As good as it's going to be for those who saved, it's going to be worse, equally bad, for those who are lost. And the text that Mark read for us tonight, it hits home so much to each one of us, because if we're not careful, we're those people. We'll drag somebody out in front of somebody and say, look what they have done. This is bad. And they even went back to the Old Testament and said, look, back in Moses' time, his law, his writing, this is what we would stone them. And we can almost picture that, can't we? How that a crowd, we see it today on TV. All the rioting and all the things that go on. One person throw a brick, it ain't long, and they turn buildings down and burn them. It just takes someone to get on a bandwagon, someone to say that this is bad and this is what we're going to do. And that's what these people were doing here in this text. We're going to stone, we're going to kill this lady because of this sin. David and I talked. I wonder what he did right. You know, when he was down on the ground, when he said he bent down and he took his finger and he was writing, I wonder what he wrote. It started off saying that it would be like he wasn't even listening to them. There's a lesson right there. You know where I can go with that. When somebody's talking about someone, maybe we need to get down on the ground and draw in the dirt and act like we're not listening and not listening. But Jesus was teaching a very valuable lesson right there. He wasn't even paying attention to them. What they wanted, I'm sure, in their minds, was Jesus say, absolutely, we need to stone her because that's wrong. But he didn't. He challenged them. He said, whichever one of you, now he's talking to us again. Whichever one of you that have no sin at all, I love it. You pick up the stone. You throw that first stone. If you're standing here today and you have no sin, you've never done anything wrong, I'm going to tell you. There's a lot of things I don't want you to know. And y'all stand here, you grab the stone and you get started. What happened to everybody? They got to looking at themselves. Maybe they said, I'm not as good as I thought it was. But I'm going to tell you, every one of us in here, we're nothing without Christ. we all have sinned. If we say we haven't, we're making a liar. We've all fallen short and we've all sinned. But look at that last verse. I had Mark stop one verse shy because I wanted us to look at verse 12 together. Well, let me back up for a minute. I didn't prepare this lesson, so let me back up and let's get to where we are. And after he told them that, he asked the woman, he said, where is everybody? Where's the one that's accusing you? Where's the one that's condemning you? And they're gone. And Jesus, woman, where are those thy accusers? Has no man condemned thee? She said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Then look at that next verse. Jesus spake and said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. That comes back to us. If we're following Jesus, we're going to be that light. And people are going to see. Maybe instead of pointing fingers, maybe instead of looking for fault in people, and most people are guilty of that to a degree, I think. I know I am. It's easy sometimes to look and say everything that's wrong with something instead of trying to find what's right with it. But if we're walking in the light, our goal should be to get that person out of darkness and love them so much that we encourage and we persuade, that we live our life by love. And because we love, we help. And we encourage and we show. Now this morning in my sermon, I tried to think. One thing, y'all always correct me. If I say something that I shouldn't when I'm preaching, I'm sure I didn't mean to. But if I don't say enough, somebody correct me and make sure that it's understood the right way. Because the last thing I ever want is to stand in the pulpit and not be understood by what I wanted to say. And I know I brought it up this morning. I don't know if I stayed on it long or long enough. When I talked about a man that was sitting belly up to a bar that God loves him, I think I said that this morning. But because God loves us, it's not for that. There's a certain way that we have to live. A certain way we have to act. Hey, we've got to be a Christian. The Bible tells us that we've got to be a Christian. We've got to have the blood of Jesus to wash our sins away. We've got to have something that hides our sins from God, because God won't have anything to do with sin. So the only thing that's there for that is the blood of Jesus. And we've got to meet that blood. And it's important to us. But wouldn't it be great to have the love that God has? And even though someone's doing wrong, that we love them anyway? Think about that for just a minute. We're not going to love it that somebody's doing it, but we love that person. We love that person to the point that we encourage them, that we talk to them, that we try to persuade them. But listen to this. There's one more thing. That we pray for them. I don't mean just pray for them in passing. I'm talking about on our knees praying and calling someone's name. That person will shun the wrong and do the right, just like the Psalms would say. That they will somehow have their heart touched in such a way that they will come to Christ, and they will come back to Christ. That's the kind of love that we need. That's the kind of love that we need to show. And not be the ones that point fingers and grab the stone. It's a challenge. It is. Because where we live today, just think back to last year, the presidential election, still going on today, to how everybody's condemning everyone. I get sick of it. It's almost like we're drawing lines in the sand here and here and here to the point we have nowhere we can go. So we point fingers, and you know how I would love to be able to stand here today and say, for the most part, we get along. But it's not that way. For the most part, we don't. Not us, but you know what I'm talking about, I think, our country. We draw lines in the sand, and we divide ourselves to the point that we don't have unity. And God never intended that for us, especially when we talk about Christians. He never meant for that. You know, when we talk about being a light on a hill, a city that cannot be hid, folks, that puts us out in front of everybody, and we can't be a light and at the same time have a box full of rocks waiting for someone to slip, wait for someone to mess up, and then reach in our bucket and go throw a rock. Instead of throwing a rock, we need to go pick someone up and lift them up and encourage them. I love it when Ella asked me about heaven. It lets you know that your talk, your encouragement, and Daniel's and the teachers here and everything, it's beginning to register in her head. Oh, but when I just had tears rolling down my face and she looked at me and I said, God is in heaven. And she said, that's where I'm going. And then today, the last time she didn't, but today she said, we'll see him. I hope she keeps that thought all her life. I hope when she's my age, she's still thinking, I'll see him one day. And she's still faithful, she's still dedicated, and she's been an example and encouragement to everybody around her. I changed my mind, I might have messed up. I was going to talk about that. That's been on my mind all week. So when I prepared that lesson, when I talked about the three ways that God loves us, it hurt me when I was there. It challenged me, let me say it that way. It challenged me to be better, to love more. And then a conversation today made me think about it even more. I got a long way to go. I got a long way to go to get where I want to be. Maybe somebody here does it. Let this be an encouragement.